Anybody excited this morning? Let me tell you something. At the early service, there was a spirit of heaviness, and we had to cast it out of here. So now, the second service, we're going to come with all this energy. I'm talking about we, all of us as a worship team, because that's what we are. We're going to come with a spirit of praise and joy and happiness and everything that God wants from us. Amen? So tell them to come on in from the outside. It's time to worship God. Amen? All right, let's get ready. 1, 2, 3.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life breathes me to sing.
Your life breathes me to sing.
Let's sing about the name of Jesus. Come on.
Your name is great. We're not ashamed to say it. Your name is great. We'll shout it and proclaim it. Your name.
When you come into Remnant Ministries, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you'll find that everything is based on the Word of God and based on worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And we're not like a Pentecostal church, but we're not a Catholic church, but we're kind of like, we fit kind of in the middle, where we're a non-denomination, verse-by-verse teaching church. I just really believe that if you set an atmosphere to worship God, where people come in and they go, wow, there's an atmosphere, they'll come in with a reverence for God. And that's what I've taught the church how to do, is to truly just come in and have a smile on your face and to appreciate people who come from outside who may have problems and issues, you know? And I tell them, look, we're not all perfect. We've got things that we're working on in our lives to get us straightened out, so we can't condemn or judge people.
Some of y'all are laughing. Last week, that was a tough sermon that we had. I don't want anyone to get hurt. So make sure if you do decide to get offended or become thin-skinned this morning at Jesus' words, have your parachute on spiritually so when you jump, you can pull the cord and land softly. But God insisted that we be careful not to desire what other people have. And he also told us that it would be easy for us basically to develop covetous hearts. And we dealt with that last week, and you guys have already gotten quiet on me this morning. Man, Lord, help me. You deliver this message to the people.
I didn't choose to be a pastor. God called me. I remember when my pastor, Pastor John Michaels, an Italian man, my mentor, he told me, he says, you know what, Randall, we need to get you ordained. And I was like, who are you talking to? You're not talking to me. I'm not trying to be pastor. He said, you're a pastor, Randall. He says, you have the heart of a pastor. You care about people. You love people. You want to see them born again. And he basically said, you know, I need to get you ordained.
I need an amen, a hallelujah, a glory to God every once in a while. Come on now. Country sisters and brothers, help me out.
It happened years ago. Someone came to me and said, hey, Randall, we should do a Bible study. I said, man, that'd be cool. Who's going to teach it? And he said, you. I said, all right. So I just figured I'd get my feet wet, you know, have a little Bible study. We fellowship. The next thing you know, we had 15 people. We had 30 people. And then I said, you know what? My wife wanted a dance studio, so we built a church with a recording studio. I was recording worship music. Next thing you know, there was 100 seats in there, and then there were 80 people in there. And somebody said, this is a church. This is not a Bible study. And we began what's called Remnant Ministries.
Wait on God. Let him provide your spouse for you. Listen to his voice. He'll allow you to renew your strength and to mount up with wings like eagles, and you'll fly and you'll soar in the happiness of God. I'm telling you, the church this morning, they were like, for an hour straight. I don't like you, Pastor. You cold, man. When my wife gets out of the car, I go and open her door. I get the stroller and all those things and get the baby and put him in there. And then when it's time to get to the door, I open the door for my wife. I pull her seat out for her. I send her flowers. I don't cook. Some of y'all do a little cooking, but I'll stop by P.F. Chang's.
The charismatic life that I lead now is really, it's just God manifesting himself through me. Through a spirit of love. I know that I'm a physical being just like everyone else, but one thing that I never really showed the people in Philadelphia was my heart, because I was tender-hearted and afraid to get hurt. And so now, when I look at all the people who touched my life in Philadelphia, New Jersey, where I used to live, and now to look at the people that God uses to touch my life in the congregation, it's kind of the same to me. It's like I get up here, but I'm not performing any longer. I'm just basically allowing God to use me as a vessel. I was full of myself back in the day. I guess that's why God let me play football and get me hit enough to get it out of my system. I guess I'm so focused on trying to be the best person I could be for God that I never thought about the great things of being a pastor. Just knowing that I'm in God's hands, that I'm in the center of His will, and that it's not about what I want to do, but that He's in control.
Lord, here I am. You said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess You are the Lord. Today's my day. I'm confessing, Jesus, You're the Lord. Be the Savior of my life. My knees are bowed. Come into my heart.
I love to worship God. And worshiping God is reading the Word of God. It's praying. It's teaching. It's singing. I believe that if I'm going to be a pastor of a church, I have to live this way for the rest of my life. Too many people falling in churches nowadays. And I just truly want to trust God. You know, I really want to rely on Him. I don't want to hurt people. I want to see people healed. I believe that our church can be a church that when people come by here driving by on the street, people would get healed just for what God is doing in this place.